Good evening. I would like to call to order the special meeting of the Property and Development Committee Thursday, May 1st, 2025 at 5 p.m. Sorry, it is 5:32 p.m. Please all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Mr. Clerk, can we please have the roll call?
Ms. Berrios Perez?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Mr. Petin Ms. Petanici?
Here.
Record should reflect you have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of agenda? None. Special meeting today. Item number 5, public portion. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Please come up to the mic. State your name and address.
George Kurtica. You know where I live.
Okay.
So, you know what my title is. So, I'm here to speak on number 8, request to place signs for kindergarten registration.
Okay.
On Derby property there. I was told there's some kind of ordinance that we can't put signs on the Derby Green. But today I took 2 pictures and I submitted it for evidence for my testimony here to the chairman of the 2 signs are on the Derby Green. Did you receive that, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, I did.
Okay. That's evidence, exhibit 1 and 2. I'll make copies if you want to submit it. So I'm in favor. I think the Derby Green, there's a lot of activities. I went by the other day and all the people in the neighborhood, they play on the green. The ball ran into the street, kid almost got hit by a car. So there's a lot of people who will see these signs. Another good spot. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Dr. Conway, who will speak about this, but the East Derby Green is another good spot. People come down the hill, up the hill, they'll see that. That's city property. So plus, all kind of different signs. So I just want to, speaking in favor of number 8, request to place signs for the kindergarten registration.
Thank you, Mr. Kurtica, President of Alders. Is there anyone else from the public that wishes to speak?
I will, and I don't want to be ornery or contrary, but Mark Garfalo, town clerk, keeper of the records, and there was a motion passed by the board, this board, a bunch of years back, because there were signs put all over the place by different organizations, and on city property and not on city property, and there were signs that were listed. This request doesn't even tell us, so there's no way that the public could even figure out where these signs are proposed to go. But I was told that one of the spots is the Derby Green. None of the signs that are on the green have permission to be there. I'm not the mayor or the enforcer of those, but they shouldn't be there because the green is a permanent memorial where it says no permanent structures could be built there, and it should, to me, that's not a place where signs should go, regardless of what it is, because it's not meant for the green. There's other spots and certainly locations that would make sense, but having them on either the greens and allowing that, opening that door, will be a mess, to be honest, because people put the signs there and then they get knocked down on this green and they don't even pick up their own signs. And they didn't even get asked permission for those. So, I mean, if the green is one of the spots, but I don't know where it is, but the spots that were approved previously for signs were Irving School, the island at the end of Chatfield Street and Hawthorne Avenue, the front of Bradley School, and I believe there was one other place, and I can't offhand remember that, remind it, but I would be careful about the precedent about allowing signs in general on the green, because one of the places that was specifically prohibited was the fence in front of St. Michael's Church, which is a city fence, and people used to put stuff up there all the time and it looked crazy, and there wasn't even city people that did that. I mean, we're going back a bunch of years because it was prohibited, and now people don't don't utilize that. But it's obviously to your discretion on that. But the green itself, I would not. I would definitely not support that, but it's up to you.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Here, follow. Okay, we're going to look into that one. But would anyone else from the public wish to speak at this time? Third and final time? Last call. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Hearing no one else, we will move to item number 6, BQ Energy. Proposal to add batteries to solar panels at the transfer station. Discussion and possible recommendation to full Board of Alders, Alderwomen.
This is Roger. Can you hear me? I'm currently with the mayor of New Britain, and they've been giving me a tour of all the downtown revitalization, and we've got some great ideas coming out of them. I believe Paul Curran is also on the call. Maybe I'm sure you could just check that.
Yes, I am, Roger.
So the proposal has been essentially to install batteries that are owned and operated by Green Derby, directly connect them to the existing Green Derby owned solar panels that are there. It's a relatively straightforward installation. The revenue is in the proposal. And essentially, we're asking for approval to move ahead on that project.
So,
Paul, do you need to add anything to that?
This is Rich Paterla, Corporation Counsel. We reviewed the proposal from BQ Energy, took a look at some information that had been provided, thought about it, consulted with some technical folks, and as a result of that, because we do believe that a procurement process is helpful, we prepared a dispatchable battery facility RFP that the committee has, and I would ask that that get forwarded to the Board of Aldermen for approval.
And Madam Chair, just for the record, we did receive that today, and it was forwarded to the board members, and it is in your packet tonight. The hard copies are in your packet, and it's also posted to the website. So if people need to review that, it's there, and we'll forward that stuff if you decide to move it forward.
Thank you, Mr. Garofalo. Do we have any other questions or comments on this one? Do I hear any motions to move this forward?
Make the motion to move it to the full board.
Motion made by Rob. Is there a second?
Second by Jess.
Thank you. Second by Jess. All in favor?
No, Madam Chair, can you just ask the maker of the motion to clarify the motion?
Sure.
Is the motion to move the RFP for this to the full project?
Sure. Rob, can you clarify your motion?
Yeah, that, as Mr. Pertola mentioned, make the motion to move the RFP to the full board.
Thank you.
Thank you. And is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Jess. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Item number 7, RFP. Proposal to add more solar panels at the transfer station. Discussion and possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen.
If I may, Madam Chair, this is Rich Paterla again. We reviewed the information submitted by BQ Energy, requested information, further information from the folks at BQ. They were forthcoming. We consulted with some technical folks, and again, we drafted, and you have received prior to tonight. It's in your agenda packet, a draft RFP, and I would request that that also get forwarded to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen for approval, ultimate approval, so that we can have a full and robust procurement process.
Thank you, Attorney Paterla. Do we have a motion to progress this RFP to the full board?
In the form of a motion.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Motion made by Rob. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Sorry, I thought the sound went out. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries. That RFP will be moved to the full board. Item number 8, Board of Education request to place signs for kindergarten registration. Discussion and possible recommendation to full board of aldermen, alderwomen. Dr. Conway. Let's talk about signs.
Madam Chair, first
I appreciate Alderman Kurtica's support. I also appreciate Mr. Garofalo's history on sign placement throughout the city. But I don't know the exact locations that are approved, so I guess I would ask approval to put signs in any approved locations from prior regulations set by the Board of Aldermen, if that's such a list.
And I'm sorry, if that's the case, then you don't need, the board doesn't need to approve it. It's been, the building official was tasked or authorized to put them out, if that's the case.
Do we have those? I would just ask if we have.
I have to go back, but it was those three plus one more.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, well, I mean, if we're going to just put them in the approved locations, which right now we know to be Irving, the island at Chatfield, where the middle school and high school are, Bradley, and possibly one other location.
No, I'm sorry. It's Chatfield and Hawthorne.
Chatfield,
if I didn't say Hawthorne. That properly.
No, nope, it might have been me.
Near more Roseland than Middle.
Roseland, got you. Okay, thank you. Okay, all right. And will you be able to supply?
Yeah, I just have to go back. I didn't.
That's fine. I just want to close the loop on the whole thing.
Definitely.
And if you could actually tell all of us probably where those locations are, then we'll all be good. For going forward. So you're approved, then you don't need to come before us here.
Thank you.
But thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I offer.
And your attorney, George Kurtica, too.
I offer a highly visible location on Academy Hill if you so desire.
Very good. Thank you.
Rent free.
You're welcome to use my lawn, but I'm at a dead end. So, okay.
Dr. Conway, I'm going to recommend that you reach out to Mayor DiMartino's office and have him use the citywide robocall system as well. I know you have a robocall system, but it's for registered students only, so it kind of defeats the purpose. So if the mayor can utilize the city's system, he would reach a broader audience.
I very much appreciate that recommendation, Alderman Heider. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Great suggestion, Rob. Thank you so much. All right, item number 9 on the agenda is adjournment. Is there a motion on the table?
I'll move.
Thank you, Rob. Motion made by Rob. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Jess. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, this meeting is adjourned at 5:46 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, we'll turn off the recording and we'll start the next meeting shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your hair still looks good, Rich.